When you think of tourism this summer, you'd probably think of beaches, mountains, or big cities. But you may not associate travel with social equity. That's where a project called Tourism Reset comes in. The effort is aimed at making travel, particularly at historic sites, a more accurate and inclusive experience. When most of us travel, we're used to taking photos of the sites around us, but when some people travel, they are the attraction, and that can make them feel less than welcome. University of Tennessee graduate student Chelsea Carpenter discovered that when she polled African-American tourists using the social media hashtag TravelingWhileBlack.
The purpose was for Black travelers to kind of share their experiences and just to kind of connect with other Black travelers, and the hashtag was a way to bring them together.
Carpenter says the hashtag informed researchers about how Black tourists felt and what they experienced when they traveled internationally.
A lot of the data talked about some of these travelers feeling othered when they were in foreign countries, especially homogenous countries. They were being touched. People took pictures of them. And then some of these occurrences were even through airlines, mistreatment, and things like that.
Other researchers hope Carpenter's findings can inform tourism in the U.S., too. For instance, the way history is presented at Southern plantations or Civil War sites can sanitize slavery, creating that same feeling of being othered, according to University of Tennessee professor Stephanie Benjamin.
But the traditional narrative is this romanticized, gone with the wind. We didn't have slaves, or if we had them, they were servants. We treated them well. They were part of our family. And so that was the narrative that we're usually told by their docents or tour guides there.
The Tourism Reset Project is based in part at the University of Tennessee, but its partners are scattered across the country. Alana DeLette of San Diego State University says the effort goes beyond academic curiosity.
What are some things that you can do to help contextualize and explain what's going on at that particular site?
I think one of the things that we have to realize is that, like you said earlier, travel and tourism has the ability to shape-shift people's perspectives, but it's also very curated, right? So I think one of the things that these places can start to do is tell the real story and tell those really hard stories of particularly marginalized groups.
In fact, she says, Tourism Reset isn't just about telling stories, but providing access.
Some other work that's being done around national parks and outdoor spaces really looks at some of the inequitable ways that they have been inaccessible to people of color over the years, and some of the collective memory of slavery and lynching and really horrific acts that stop people from coming into those spaces.
UT's Stephanie Benjamin says the key ingredient is designing exhibits and tours to tell stories with empathy.
But more so really getting at the stomach-turning, you know, really in-depth emotional components that we can feel when we're at these sites, the empathy.
To do that, Alana DeLette says researchers first have to draw attention to their efforts.
What's the process to get people to sort of reevaluate the way they've always done things and to get them to change?
I think the first step is awareness, and that's something that we're trying to do with Tourism Reset. So later today, we're leading a workshop with different industry professionals from all around Knoxville, and we hope to get a discussion going first that this is actually a thing. That's sort of that first step. And then the second step is to start to build a discussion around, well, what are some things that we can do that are best practices to start to move the needle forward?
Tourism Reset is still in its infancy as researchers continue to collect data and hold workshops with stakeholders. Ultimately, the group's goal is to inform tourist sites around the world about the increasingly multicultural makeup of travelers and promote ideas like diversity and social awareness into the fabric of the industry. I'm Victor Agreta, WUOT News.